Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. What are you eating?
Cheesecake.
Oh,
a slice of cheesecake with some melted chocolate over it, which was not a good choice.
The chocolate was just the whole ensemble.
No, the cheesecake is always a good choice. There's never a bad time for cheesecake.
It depends on the cheesecake.
Fair point.
Yeah,
there are some shitty cheesecakes out there, but those are abominations.
The bomb cheesecake.
Those are few and far between.
Yes, very
lemon
true.
Cheesecake. That always wins.
I don't know. I mean, yes, that's good, but honestly, I just like the classic cheesecake. It's always been my favorite.
Yeah. Lemon's a polarizing flavor.
I like lemon with desserts or Chinese food.
Chinese food?
Like lemon chicken?
Nah, oranges. Wait, there's lemon chicken?
Yeah.
Get
Golden
the
Dragon.
Fuck out.
Yeah.
At Golden Dragon?
The place in Kalama? Yeah.
No.
This is a thing. It's...
You went to Kalama for Chinese food?
Do you not?
Yes. I think
because that's like one of the best Chinese places around is the place in Kalama, right?
But you have to go to Kalama. You can
it's
avoid...
not like you're going to like Industrial Way in Longview. Even so, if it was the best Chinese food in a 50-mile radius, I would go there. I would go there strapped, but I would go there.
All right. And what would you say, how do you say it compares to a Golden Tent, the Mongolian place?
Oh.
You ever been there?
A long time ago.
That place is
long time
awesome.
Ago. It was really good. I don't know how I would compare them, but
it's a buffet style. You just load up the bowl, and you don't even have to get it cooked. But a guy will just stand there and cook it for you, and he looks so sad when he does it. But he does have a tip jar. That always makes him smile. Always tip the waiters.
Yeah,
and the waiters.
Because he views what he's doing as an art, not a form of entertainment, and he doesn't like that people watch it as such.
He was barely treating it like an art.
He just like chop, chop,
maybe
chop.
To your, you know, little, you know, maybe to your gingered eyes.
Yeah, because I'm not an Asian guy.
Exactly. You need to squint a little bit more and you'll see the art in it.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole...
The race
I'm
card.
The
How dare you call him a
the
ginger.
The finesse in the light scoop that you performed with the noodles. Great. Ooh.
I know, I'm just giving a heart.
Every so often he chops the meat a little chop, chop.
It's not like he's Benihana
and then
or something like that.
And then you yell at him like, hey, the fuck you doing? I want that meat chopped. Start over, and you go get a new bowl. Don't tip him.
You
then.
Suck.
If he chops your meat the wrong way, do not tip him.
Yeah. Gosh, this makes me realize, really, I cannot English. It's been a long fucking day.
It's been a long day. No, goodbye to the work week, though.
Yes, thank God.
Yeah.
But no, I just suddenly realized how badly I want to go to Benihana someday.
It's a dream of yours.
Not really,
you
but...
You look really excited.
No, I've always thought it'd be kind of cool to go with a group of people.
We should go.
What is?
But I don't know
what
where
is
one
Benihana's?
Is.
It's the basically where the thing where you go to a table. Your table is essentially where the chef prepares your food in front of you. They do all sorts of like crazy shit with their knives, chopping up your food in front of you, and then throwing it onto the big skillet thing, cooking it up, throwing it onto your plate, and it's delicious. Apparently,
it sounds expensive.
Yeah, yeah, very much so.
So I spelled Benihana incorrectly, but it still found it.
Okay.
The closest one is right in between Tigard and Beaverton.
That's actually considerably closer than I expected it would be.
Yeah.
I expected, like, Seattle.
Yeah,
I
thought we were going to have to drive
cool
to Northern
with it.
California. That sounds
Dude,
cool.
Dude, let's do that one of these days. Or find one in Seattle. Let's make it, like, a day trip.
We've been talking about doing, like, an overnight Airbnb trip to Seattle one of these days.
Dude, that'd be hella right.
Like, basically, we can drive up or, I mean, it's about the same... time wise, but take like Amtrak up. That way, we can get plastered on the train up.
Mm-hmm.
Uber to wherever we're staying for an Airbnb. Stay one night in like a 2 or 3 bed place where you know one of us sleeps on the couch or something like that.
I'm cool with it.
You know that way we have a place to crash and then just go out for a rager on the town.
That All sounds right. fantastic.
I got a bit of news.
Yes,
there is no Benihana in Seattle.
This is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Let's make one.
Of all places, I would have pictured Seattle would be kind of like the West Coast area for it to happen. That,
yeah,
San
I feel
Francisco.
Like people would throw a fit if they didn't have Benihanas.
Yeah, I thought, I mean, according to friends, I think there's just a Benihana every five blocks. Why did the West Coast get shafted on the Benihana concentration?
I don't know.
This is bullshit.
I guess because all the prime real estate got taken up by coffee shops.
That's true. Yeah, they swooped in real early on that game, way before all the Chinese immigrants came in.
They're like,
which wave of Chinese immigrants are you talking about?
The ones that came in.
Okay.
I don't know when.
As in the ones that built the railroad or what?
Maybe. Okay. I don't know. It's when was Benihana founded? Let's find that
considerably
out.
After the railroad was finished.
Oh, was it?
Well, the railroad was finished. I'm thinking Transcon, which was the mid-80s.
Don't forget that gold rush, though. Or was that before that?
That
I
was,
don't know.
Depends on which gold rush.
History? Not my... Wait, more than one?
Yeah, there's California. The California gold rush or the Alaska gold rush?
Oh, I'm thinking California. The
yeah,
Alaska
that's 1849.
One's current, right?
No,
it's happening now?
That's 18... That's called the wild.
That's what the Discovery Channel told me.
Well, yeah.
There's
gold
rush.
But that's what the theme of Call of the Wild is all about.
Is finding gold?
No, is basically it's the backdrop of it is the Alaskan gold rush, which was what, the 1910s, 1920s, something like that.
People don't really go on gold rushes anymore on account of they have regular jobs and they're already making money. So,
and the last two gold rushes proved out to be just total shams where everybody lost everything.
Yep.
Or most people lost everything.
The first Benihana opened in 1964.
Yeah, that's a while after the railroad was finished. By the railroad, I'm talking like the Transcontinental Railroad.
Yeah, it's a pretty significant railroad.
Yeah.
I was going to go with which railroad, because there's like a fucking million of
it's
them.
It's the railroad.
The light rail that hasn't been built yet. Mm-hmm. It's still happening.
The symbol of progress circa 1873.
What's going to happen first, the light rail or
the lightsaber?
I really hope the lightsaber.
Lightsaber is...
All the trains, just give me lightsabers. I'll drive cars until the whole planet turns into a big ball of CO2 floating in space. Give me the lightsaber, and I'll cut
As long as
out.
I get to fight people with fucking lightsabers.
Yeah.
Worth it.
The biggest problem with lightsabers, obviously, is the fact that obviously, there's no logic in how they work, first of all.
There doesn't have to be.
No,
we
I know.
You just have to find a space wizard.
Drew,
I
guess. Can take your logic and get fucked. I want
okay.
a lightsaber.
There is, in theory, you could focus an energy into a beam that you could fight people with, but first of all, you wouldn't be able to block with another light beam.
That is true. That's always been a little
yeah.
silly.
And then the second thing is that there wouldn't be an end to it. Which means inevitably you'd like slice some planet like 2 million light years into like 18 pieces.
Is that a con?
It is if you piss them off and they can't decide to come destroy your entire galaxy.
Ah, shit. Intergalactic consequence. Maybe we're not ready for that.
No, we're not ready for that level of technology.
Just give me one about yay long. That's all I ask.
Speaking of intergalactic things, I just saw Arrival today.
Yes, holy shit.
I heard that was good. Is
you
that
haven't
good?
Seen it yet? Oh, it's great.
We can't say anything with...
Nothing.
I haven't even Wikipedia'd yet.
No,
good.
Do not. Do not.
Good job.
That will. If you do, you will ruin everything great about the movie.
Okay, because like I've been meaning to, but then I was like, no, because I actually want to watch
yeah,
this.
Yeah, no, Teresa and I watched it about... Actually, it was one of the last movies we watched at our old house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How early in the game did you figure out the whole thing?
Part of me, I mean, it was kind of in the back of my mind.
We're going to move this along now.
Yeah. No, okay. Figured out, I mean, I didn't actually
it's
figure.
Spoilers without spoilers, one of our favorite segments.
Yes.
Ben I hate you guys so
Ben and I perfected
much.
This with Game of Thrones Season 4. We, like, talked about the entire season of Season 4 of Game of Thrones without seeing a single spoiler.
It was great.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, that was great. We don't
know
don't how know
we
did
we
it.
Do the same with
no, because we though. Aren't quite to that intoxication level. But anyways,
it's
anyways. Speaking of new movies, though,
yes,
yeah.
Power Rangers just came out.
Oh god,
and it's one of those ones that looks so bad that I have to watch it.
Is it going to be the next Transformers franchise?
I hope not,
because those
don't
robots,
ruin my childhood.
Those robots look very Transformery to me. I don't know. You've got a more trained eye than I do in terms.
Yeah,
of...
Yeah, I never watched Power Rangers, so
yeah,
I don't know.
No, they're a little sleeker design.
Okay.
For the Power Rangers.
Yeah. Beyond the first Transformers.
So they're not unitards with plastic pieces glued on.
Not anymore.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, the Power Rangers, they actually look pretty fucking rad.
I've seen the posters. They actually look pretty well, pretty cool designs.
Yeah.
So, explain this to me really quick. So they have robot suits, right?
Yeah.
But they're also super strong?
Yeah.
Dude, they get an extra boost from the suits, or is that just an identity thing?
Have you seen Halo?
There's like there's a difference between
or played Halo any of the games.
There's no movie.
It's along those lines.
Well,
it's along those lines. Like they're already super strong, and then you get this suit that gives you extra power.
Okay,
it amplifies your already existing capabilities.
It's just adding another.
It's like
tank.
Iron Man versus Tony Stark. Tony Stark can fight people and is smart, but then the Iron Man suit can make him fight people even better.
Gotcha. All right. I wonder what Iron Man looks like today. The first Iron Man. I bet it looks like shit.
Oh,
Google it. Look it up.
Like the original Iron Man suit?
Well, yeah, you know, just in the movements, the CGI in general.
Oh, like the original Iron Man Mark I suit from the first movie?
Yeah, I have a feeling it's starting to age a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, although, the Matrix is starting to look a little rough around the edges.
The second and third ones especially.
Oh, they look way worse than the first
one. Oh, yeah.
One.
Well, yeah.
If we're just going to
start
hating them now.
You can definitely pick out... No, we're not going to hate on them because they're all phenomenal movies.
Yes, we are.
Okay, fair enough. But prefacing this with they are all phenomenal films, even the third one, which people like to shit on because they don't think about the ending.
I feel like you're biased.
That's very well maybe. I've never apologized for that, and I'm not going to start now. But no, I mean the third one. I think people shit on it a lot because they didn't pay attention to the entirety of everything.
Yeah,
and because it doesn't make a ton of sense if you're just watching just the last movie. You have to look at it as in kind of an encompassing of the entire trilogy. Which one time I actually did watch all three movies back to back to back.
Damn, that's a day gone.
Yeah. Well, it was. We were camping. It was pouring down rain.
How was that Sunday?
It was actually not bad.
It was good. Do you know somebody that went straight into the third one?
No, but completely lost? But basically, like, watching it, you know, watching the various movies.
Was it you?
A couple years in between.
Oh, you poor boy.
My first exposure to The Matrix ever was, like, the scene where there's, like, all the knives and medieval weapons in the second movie.
Yeah.
Where Neo's, like, fighting all the guys with, like, swords and maces and shit like that. Uh-huh. That was the first scene of any of The Matrix movies I ever saw.
Wow. And that's not a bad one.
I saw that in Circuit City in... what is that, Jansen Beach?
Wow.
It was on the TV. I'm like, hey, Dad, can we get these movies?
Man, my dad lived in that Circuit City for like a year.
Yeah, anytime we were in that area, my dad and I would always go in.
You know, I think Circuit City still exists as an online retailer.
I would say they're online only, aren't they now?
Pretty sure. Circuit
It just City. Makes more sense to be.
It does, really. Especially if with computer shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Amazon, you don't have to pay, Amazon just killed these guys.
Well, you don't need to pay to have a storefront when people already know how to use technology.
Yeah, Circuit City is an online store.
Nice.
That's it. They just got a bunch of computers. And
so how long do you think until Best Buy goes that way?
I don't know. Wait, no. That's weird. They have a retail section on their website.
That's really weird. I didn't know such things existed.
Retail Ooh. Zone. Our retail endeavor is a unique approach to consumer electronic retailing. Measuring approximately 10,000 to 12,000 square feet, this concept will bring the superstore feel in a mini format. We will showcase major brands along with our quality private label products.
So they're an outlet store.
I guess that is.
That's basically
that is
what it sounds like.
What did
you could have saved so much time and just said we are.
We've turned into an outlet
store,
which it's sad that some stores that you typically see in outlet malls are going out for or in a lot of places. For example, Wilson's Leather. That's where I've gotten like all my leather jackets from.
I've never been.
They've shut down half of their locations.
Oh,
like they had one in the there's a downtown Portland or between like there's that kind of. Two-section mall that has a underground and a SkyTram walkways.
What the fuck?
Yeah, there's...
What malls are you going to? Where does this...
This is a mall. It's on, I think, 5th and Morrison is one of the entrances. Right down by that giant Macy's building. It's like a block away from that.
I'm so
near
bad
the waterfront.
Roads,
anyways.
Man. It's a place.
Sorry. Anyways,
yeah.
Near the waterfront-ish Pearl area. But yeah, there's a mall basically where you come in and you're on like the second level.
Uh-huh.
So you can go down a level, walk through like a tunnel that goes underneath the road and into the other tower.
Fuck, that's cool.
It's a really cool mall.
Are there sharks swimming around you?
No.
Oh, okay. It's not that kind of tunnel.
No, it's not quite Evil Lair.
It's not going from France to England.
No. But but they had a Wilson's Leather, actually really nice Wilson's Leather store there. And then I saw they were closing, so I went down there because they had like everything on clearance.
Absolutely, you get the fuck down there. Now.
I got like a $600 bomber jacket for like $90.
Jesus.
Obviously,
dude.
It's in Oregon, so no tax either.
Yeah.
Because I was looking online, I was like, okay, it's $125 on their website, and so I go in there, I'm like, okay, how much is this? That she looks at it, she's like, I don't know, $90.
Wow.
Because they were just trying to get rid of stock at that point. I'm like, well, shit, should I buy anything else? I don't need anything else, but still.
Oh, man, they're going to die soon.
Well, because that store was closing and they needed as much of their product gone by a certain date as possible.
But you don't think the whole company's
going to die? No, the whole company's not going to go out. They're just reducing their locations.
Okay.
But
it's a strategy.
Yeah.
You know, we only took off half the chess pieces, but we can still make it work.
Yeah.
Somehow.
I don't know. I honestly don't see why there's as many... in-store retailers for things anymore. Clothing I get.
Yeah.
Because I don't like buying clothes online because they never fit right.
No, it's always a gamble.
Yeah.
Really.
I'd rather go in, try it on, buy it, or at least go with a brand that I already know my dimensions for.
The only for sure thing is like buying jeans online.
Even that. Really. I mean, I've found variants with the same exact sizing, you know, because I have a 32 waist, 34 length for pants.
So they fuck up just numbers?
Yeah. That's the thing, is how do you screw up literally inches?
It's because they're using the metric system.
I don't know.
You had 34 centimeter pants.
I don't know. Because I've gotten, because then my work pants are 34, 32s, and they fit the exact same as my 32, 34s.
That's weird.
That makes no sense unless they've reversed the direction of the order.
Because it's waist length.
Correct.
Right? And that's the way it should be throughout perpetuity in all the universe.
Yeah, longitude, then latitude.
All the longitudes and latitude. Yeah. It's a 4D.
Dress shirts, I feel like I can order online successfully because there's enough measurements involved in them. You know, there's the neck size, the arm.
30 of them.
Yeah, there's the neck size, the shoulder width, the arm length, that kind of stuff. So
it's not hard to get that right, really.
And it's not hard to mess up.
But why pants? Why is pants the only thing they fuck up?
Vanity sizing? I don't know. That's more prevalent with women's stuff, but...
Is that just trying to... Is that making one feel better about their size?
Yes, because they'll basically make, say, you know, with women's clothes, it'll be like, they'll make like the size 4 what... technically should be like a size 6 or an 8, but then it makes the person that buys it feel good because, oh, I fit in a size 4.
See, and that's... Oh,
bitch, you still fit.
It's the definition of a bubble.
Yep.
Found it right there. See, and that is one of the rare instances where it actually is society that's at fault. No, and, oh, wait, no, not even society.
It's consumers.
Because
people are buying into that shit.
Well, yeah, the consumers are partially at fault too.
It's a
for
product of their own.
For it.
Yeah, it's a product of your own vanity.
Yeah, which, oh, speaking of people falling for things, there is this fucking silly story being passed around. You may have heard of it. Allegedly.
Which one? Okay, there's a lot going around right now. Anyways.
Allegedly, some teenager built a website where you could have virtual kittens scratch at virtual photos of Donald Trump.
Okay.
And allegedly, Donald Trump sent that teenager a cease and desist letter to take down the website.
Well, technically, if the images that are being used on the website are copyrighted, then...
If it's a copyright thing, I get. Then, I don't even know what it was, but the whole thing is fake anyway.
Yeah.
People just
need random excuses to hate Donald Trump right now, it seems like. I mean, I'm not standing up for him.
It's just the thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not standing up for him. I'm not hating him. I'm just being objective here by saying it seems like, in general, people need to find something to hate about.
And there's
him.
Too many split realities being created in
yep.
the fucking... Nobody wants to dig a little bit deeper.
This is what happens when the meme wars start.
I only had to modify my Google search once to figure out that story was fake. It's not that difficult.
Yeah.
All right? And, you know, I learned it from the Hollywood Reporter.
That is
of all
sad.
Places.
That is
Come
really sad.
Come on. You have more journalistic integrity than Gizmodo. Right now. Do you realize that?
Yeah, but that's not exactly saying a ton right now anymore, is it?
No, who am I to say that Gizmodo is even trying to be news?
Yeah,
you
they're
know?
Just reposting somebody else's work.
It's not even, they're part of the whole fucking Gawker network, which yeah. I thought that was supposed to be dead.
I thought that they were merged.
I thought Hulk Hogan fucking elbow slammed that to the core of the planet Earth, and it never happened.
I think he did, but then some other amorphous blob absorbed it and became, you know.
CNN.
Oh, man, I do not.
No, I said amorphous blob, not cancer.
Damn. My mistake.
It's fucking cold.
It's not like it metastasized into something else.
It just turned into the shape of a gun.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Cancer gun. That's a fucking...
Bang!
Jesus.
You got cancer. You got cancer.
I think we should call Ben with that.
Yeah. What, with a cancer gun? Oh, speaking of random guns, how was your clamming experience, Jared?
You guys like that?
Yeah, Teresa and I watched your Snap story on that. You're like, what the hell? I was wondering why we didn't get any clammunition.
That was an amazing pun, but
that was great.
As soon as they showed me what a clam gun was, I was like, oh, okay, this makes sense. Like,
just stick it in the ground and just shoot some clams.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic.
There's no way he's gonna
that whole situation was set up so I could say clammunition.
Yeah, although he's out, you know, it's Friday night in Pullman, so
we'll see. What
I
happens.
Actually was not expecting he was gonna be back next week.
You thought he wasn't going to make it?
I didn't know he was going to be able to.
Oh, man, I would not have forgiven him if he wasn't going to make it.
Yeah, fair point.
Hey, you've reached Ben.
Oh, have we? Wait, did it...
Wait, what just happened?
Please record. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Eat a dick!
Pick up the phone!
Hey, Ben, we got a very important question for you. If you got cancer and it all of a sudden turned into the shape of a gun...
Would you call CNN?
Would you call CNN and they'd be like, holy shit, and it's exact replica of our network? Or, no, seriously, what would you do with it?
They'd probably say Donald Trump did it, but anyways, call us back with your opinion.
I was trying to say that I would pull the cancer gun out and shoot people with it so other people can have cancer too.
You want
to
share your pain?
Bang, you get cancer.
That's a fucking
Bang,
good move.
More cancer.
All right, thanks for being a good sport, Ben. We'll see you next week. Bye. I think that went pretty well.
Probably.
All right. That's our first phone call.
Yeah, I have a message. What does it say? Eat a dick.
Oh, yeah. Since we're throwing that out there, should we throw out the number so if people want to call us?
Sure.
Or can we only call people?
No. People can call in. We need to record a voicemail box message.
Which
is something we can do. but if you do want to call us, our phone number, I forget, is 360-474-3303.
It's been a while since we had a phone number you can call us. Hopefully you'll call us for other reasons other than saying that we're right that Mariah Carey is bullshit.
That was a... I think we lost a listener over that.
I don't really care. If that's the kind of listeners we have, then good riddance.
Mariah Carey. We're not here to please everyone.
No, we're not here to please anybody except for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Snap.
That came out wrong.
Phrasing.
Once again, that number is 360-474-3303. I tried to pick one that was going to be, like, fast to say.
Yeah, hey, snappy.
360-474-3303. Is that faster?
That
I
works.
Have no idea.
I don't know.
We will flesh it out. It's out there in the ether.
I think I've seen a study that showed basically if you combine some of the numbers, like the 3303 versus 3303, mm-hmm. people will remember it better if it's just, like, two numbers.
That's how I remember stuff.
3303, because the mind only has to remember two numbers, not four.
I'll probably try and say it that way. I've also heard that just the way that phone numbers are structured in general are supposed to be easy to remember. Like groups of seven, human brains are pretty good with those.
Yeah.
Don't know why. They just are.
Hmm.
The only reason I remember is the Survivor.
They stand out.
The groups of seven?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an odd number?
Or seven in general, though.
Because it's
prime. And it's prime, yeah.
It's a very big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And
I forgot where I was going
And
with
it's
this.
One of the bases of pi. Isn't pi
bases?
I thought pi was something or other divided by 7, or is it something else?
No, pi is the circumference of the circle divided by its diameter. I believe it's a ratio of a sort.
I know.
Motherfucker, I don't remember.
Diameter's the
I'm here to laugh, not do school.
The circumference is basically the diameter times pi, which is 3.14159 for basic use.
It's something we probably don't care about.
No, not really.
Circumference. Wait a minute.
Yeah. I will agree with Jared on this one. That's now is not math time. Anyways.
Dividing circumference by diameter. I was right.
Okay.
Holy shit. Ninth grade math. It stuck with me.
Congrats. You're a nerd. Anyway.
Or circumference, which is just converting the formula for circumference into a different form.
It's true. You're just rearranging numbers around.
Which, to be fair, is a basic of finding out new mathematical formulas anyways.
Yeah. It's not that special. Thanks, Greece. The fuck you give us besides rearrangeable formulas?
Very incestuous gods. I don't know.
No, they had to have given us something else. Structure of modern alphabet.
Lack of responsibility as far as economics are concerned.
Are they, yeah, they're still kind of fucked in that department, aren't they?
Take money and use it responsibly. Take money, throw a killer rager that lasts about 2 weeks nonstop.
They had a killer rager?
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
They probably had a lot of them.
Probably,
well,
yeah.
According to Ben, on that one island, it was a fucking just party all the time. So
yeah, exactly. So
that's phenomenal.
God, I can only imagine what spring break was like there.
Yeah.
Oh, I promised Kirsty I would speak out about this. She was going to call in on this issue, but it's...
But then she decided sleep was more important.
Yes.
Okay.
I respect that.
And
I don't.
And we won't. We won't.
No, that's
leave,
all good.
I don't think we'll leave her a voicemail out of the mercy of. Oh, maybe we will.
Yeah. Depends.
Maybe.
Depends on how quickly you drink that bourbon.
Yeah, it's only one glass.
Well, it was only one. Now it's two.
Now it's two, which is a good point.
But holy
we're about
shit,
halfway through the show.
Guys,
it's okay.
I tell you what, this girl cannot catch a break.
Which girl?
Kirstie.
Your girl?
Yeah,
okay.
my girl. I'm here speaking on behalf of her. She is, the fucking world is just working against her. And I do not understand it.
Well, you guys have tons of shit coming up, and so...
Oh, but it's not even, it's unrelated catastrophes.
Oh?
One of which was her cat was most likely eaten by coyotes.
Actually,
they
I remember
say,
talking
they say
about
most
that.
Likely because they don't know where it is.
Well, I'm going to throw in a ray of sunshine possibly or a possible bright light onto right. it. Not necessarily saying that it's not the case, but Therese, back when we were dating, she had one of her cats that, same thing, just disappeared. Never saw it again. Mm-hmm. And then like 2.5 weeks later, it just shows up at the front door saying, hey, can I come in? I need food.
Really?
Yeah. It had an extra scar on its face. It was the one that always loved to get into fights. Lily, the old one that was like missing part of its ear.
Yeah, yeah.
But that bitch learned a lesson, huh?
Yeah, that cat is
that
just...
That teach you not to run off in the woods again.
Just
huh?
ornery.
Well, it's a boy cat named Lily. Of course he's going to get into fights, and so he has to learn to kick everybody's ass.
It's a boy named Sue story.
Exactly.
For cats.
That
yeah.
poor little faggot.
Well, they didn't. I don't think they realized it was a boy cat until they took it into the vet to get it spayed, and then they're like, oh...
Well, this is a different dollar amount, actually. You
Much
get
cheaper.
I owe you $20.
no, more like I owe you $200.
Woo!
Honestly,
it's less invasive.
Right? Well, yeah, because to spay a cat is just a ridiculously expensive procedure. I was calling around all sorts. Therese and I, when we did that, we went to, I think it was Champion Place. It's a place right next to the Fred Meyer in Salmon Creek.
Oh, yeah, I think I know.
It was a little vet's officer. That's where we went, and they got us in really quickly, and it was really inexpensive. It was like half as much as everybody else.
Nice.
Okay, I'm not even sure, actually. It was less than half. Anyways, but we went around to everywhere. Everyone was like, oh, yeah, it'll be a six-week wait, or it'll be for one place. And then another place was like, oh, yeah, it'll be, you know, $395 for the surgery, and then $100 for the exam before surgery, and then $55 for the... antibiotics and IV and all that stuff. So basically, totaling up the numbers, like almost $600 to get it spayed. I'm like,
so you're like, yeah, y'all can get fucked. I'm not doing that.
I'm like, oh yeah, I'll have to check my schedule to see where we can fit it in. Thank you. Bye.
I
click.
I think that's just a long con to try and get you to buy cat insurance.
Yeah.
Because at that point,
it's like
it
it's a $20 kitten. I'm not paying $700 so she doesn't have more kittens.
Yeah, but I don't think it pays out if the cat gets eaten by coyotes.
Well, yeah,
if we
no,
we don't
not.
Know if it did or not.
Anyways, so you never
it's
know.
It's been a week, though.
I mean, yes, it's a possibility. Or it could just randomly just show up one day and be like, hey, what's up? I had a fun adventure.
Maybe. I mean, one of the other ones, he's gone for like 3 or 4 days at a time.
Yeah, cats got to be cats.
Couple extra scratches on.
Yeah.
But he's also like a partial tomcat. Mm.
Maybe it's going to be a Homeward Bound kind of thing.
Maybe. Yeah, or Milo and Otis. You ever seen that movie?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to make
Long
friends with a dog
ago.
And walk along the railroad tracks.
There you go.
I haven't seen that
Anyways,
shit forever.
Other stress.
She is going to have to get her gallbladder removed.
Oh, fun.
Just sometime after the wedding.
Okay. getting... So
that's fucking shitty.
Yeah.
Yep.
And on top of that, her mom got in a car accident today.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, not a major one. It was a fender bender, but it was with someone who... A Chinese man who spoke very poor English.
Probably no insurance.
And a very irate black woman who did not have insurance. And loudly proclaimed before she left, "I'm getting insurance tomorrow."
Oh.
Like, how... So that's gonna do you a lot of fucking good.
So wait, was small Asian man and irate black woman in the same car?
No, separate cars.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, so they're like, how does this happen? I can't imagine the scenario. Is one an Uber driver?
That would be the most likely scenario.
Which one would be the better Uber driver?
Well, the one who's screaming that... Well, the one who's screaming that she's going to get insurance would most likely be the driver, but...
Oh, God.
I thought it made her realize how much she needs it, one of the two.
Nah, it better make you realize how much you need it. I hope you go fucking bankrupt, well, you stupid
It's kind
bitch.
Of the law to have insurance, actually.
Yeah.
Yep. $600
you know
ticket.
They called they called the cops, and they would not come because no one was injured.
Yeah.
So I don't know what else could have been said to just... You know, knock some sense into this fucking idiot.
Well, I mean, obviously exchanging of information in that you have all their information and that kind of stuff, which you can pass it along at a later date.
As much was exchanged as could be exchanged, well, you know.
Even a license plate number has
they got that.
Registry and driver's license information, that kind of stuff.
If you know where to look.
Yep.
Which I don't think it's a public thing, but I mean, we could like go to your dad and just get a look.
Yeah.
Your hand, is that a license plate number?
Yes, I have a license
hand?
Plate number because today was just a fucking just shit storm of...
Well, let's hear about yours. Come on.
Oh,
I'm curious.
Okay, in like the space of 3 hours, I filled out as many ORC reports, which is like basically people stealing shit and running out the front door kind of thing.
Okay.
Was I on one of them?
No, not that I'm aware of. Don't.
Oh,
I really don't want to fill out another one, Jared. So please.
This is going.
Don't.
How you doing?
No, this is on the internet. No self-incrimination.
Yeah, precisely. It is.
Well, I mean,
applicable.
I was just morbidly curious.
Yeah, and remember, no matter how cheap it is,
hypothetically,
technically speaking, even if you steal like the $4 bottle of Potter's vodka, which is like the cheapest liquor that we have,
$4
before tax.
Yeah,
it's a half bottle of Potter's vodka. That's still a felony.
Really?
Yep. It is a federally controlled substance, alcohol.
Have they upgraded that recently? Because I only thought it was a felony if it was above $700.
That's in general for theft, but if they steal items or stuff that is controlled by the government, such as alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, pharmaceutical products, whatever...
Man, don't you hate it when somebody raids the marijuana aisle in your local Safeway? Gosh, it's just the
worst.
Well,
I'm thinking, say somebody breaks into...
Some dude starts stuffing it down their pants.
Say
can't
somebody,
stand it.
I'm thinking more, say somebody breaks into a distributary.
Yeah.
Then that's a felony automatically.
Definitely.
Because it's a federally controlled place that they have to get licensing for.
Yeah.
Anyways, so these... It was three people. I'm not going to give away any information, that kind of stuff, because it's not important. But it was... Okay, a little bit.
Only do it after you're a witness in their court case.
It's not going to be any sort of identifiable information. Like, you'll see them on the street, like, holy fuck, you stole some shit.
Okay.
You're a thief!
There was two...
Off with their hands.
Quite bigger women.
Hands gotta go.
With oversized purses, as it happens, and one man of some sort of Hispanic, Latino heritage.
Okay.
Anyways, so the two ladies come down, just are filling their purses with shit and run out the door. Or just walk out the door, like, kind of big shit-eating grins on their face as they walk up. Get beautiful camera shots of their faces, though, at the same time. It's great.
Bravo.
Like, of every angle of their face, like, they're looking, like, right into the
you
camera.
You can 3D image that motherfucker and make a mask.
Damn near.
All right.
I mean, if the camera quality was halfway decent, if it wasn't a potato.
That's true. It's someday. Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah. 5 years, they may consider upgrading the cameras.
Yeah.
It'll be another 5 years before they actually do so. But anyways, and then as I'm filling out the ORC report, which is organized retail crime.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
Anyways, I'm filling out the report for basically what happened. I go to do something else, and then like 10 minutes later, I have somebody come up and is like, hey, yeah, there was just this one kid basically that looked like he had a couple of bottles stuffed under his jacket, and he ran out the front door. He's in that car over there. So I wrote down the license plate number. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like watching it, waiting to see if anybody goes out to the car. Because the car's, he's sitting in the back seat of the car.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, I'm waiting to see if there's anybody else that goes out to the car so I can see if they're part of it too. And yeah, there's some his buddies in the store shopping, buying some stuff, and then goes through the line, buys other alcohol. So you know, it's a kid stealing some alcohol, and then his buddy buys it, and then they drive off.
There's so many steps that he added that he didn't have to.
No, but and then I watched on the cameras. Yeah, they come in because I wasn't sure until I looked at the cameras later and see they both come in the exact same moment and then split different directions and go around.
Oh shit!
But they both literally walk through doors at the exact same second. Together, so
yeah, that's pretty it's not exactly what you call an airtight crime.
No, but it's after the facts, so there's nothing you can really do about it.
It's true.
And but then
did you give somebody the plate number?
Yeah, I'd put it in the report, all which right. They'll contact the, you know, the police and whatnot.
Nice.
I'm like, I don't have time for this shit today.
Yeah.
It was... I don't get paid enough for this.
Yeah, precisely. I don't get paid enough for this shit. I mean, I've been saying what needs to happen for years and you don't listen, but they need to lock all the shit up.
Oh, yeah. Just get the glass cabinets like they have in cabinets.
Literally, or in Salmon Creek or any of the Castle Longview stores.
Any store besides the Woodland one.
Damn near.
Yeah. Who's the other one?
There's
one other one, I think.
I think there is. I don't know what it is.
Walmart?
Okay. No. Well, but theirs actually is in a good spot. They don't have near the liquor theft we do. I've talked to actually my dad and a couple of the officers about it. They're like, I swear we get called out here probably once every week or two to Safeway. They don't get hardly called out for liquor theft from Walmart near
where,
as much.
Where do they even keep it in the Walmart?
Like right up front.
Right next to their...
right next to the
one of the check stands, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's right in between two check stands.
And it's just a really small little thing. It's not a full
It's
aisle,
a little alcove, and there's only one way in, one way out, and it's right next to a check stand that is always manned no matter what time it is.
That's actually kind of smart.
That is a really good idea. They'd have a shitty selection.
That's the only time you're going to help hear me say that something Walmart did was smart. You keep going.
Agreed. But yeah. And honestly, the amount that they've had just from our store stolen in the last month would have paid for getting the doors in and the labor probably twice over. Because earlier this month, we had somebody steal a minimum of about $1,100 worth of liquor.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Dude.
So the amount of loss
that's double felony.
Oh yeah.
Woohoo!
It's felony theft.
Going to jail, bro.
Gonna get the high score.
Yeah. Although technically, for every bottle that's stolen, I think you could tack on a felony theft charge. Because
if you really wanted to, yeah.
Yeah, because each and every one is a federally controlled object.
God, nobody thinks about that stuff. No. Jeez.
But yeah, so you'd think with the amount of money that they've lost just this month alone, they could have paid for the doors twice over and manned it.
I had a question.
Yeah.
What if a potential criminal were to bring his own very large container and pour various adult beverages into this very large container, would that be one felony or several?
In theory, it depends on how many, if he's making a mixed drink or just a single.
He's just pouring tequila into a cooler.
That'd probably be just a single one because it's just one thing he's technically stealing.
That's interesting. All right, all you criminals out there, hedge your bets, balance the scales, decide what's best for you.
Although I'm pretty sure we have had somebody come in and like pour, dish up like Tide, not dish soap, laundry soap, like Tide into like a thermos and then put it into their backpack.
Genius.
Wow.
To be fair, that is actually, you gotta admit, that is pretty genius.
I never would have thought of
that. No. That's the thing. It's because I was walking down the aisle and I see like there's some Tide that's just sitting on the ground with like the drippings coming down the bottom. Like, oh, wonderful. I pick it up and it's like, this is way lighter than it should be. And then I go check the cameras. Yep, sure enough. Somebody came down and had like two different thermoses that they poured half the bottle into.
Here's a great idea. I've never thought about this before until just now, but here's what I would do if I had to steal laundry detergent. Mm-hmm. I would get one of those Arizona tea containers. Mm. You know the ones, the very large gallons.
The gallon ones, yeah.
Yeah. And I would sneak back towards the meat department because they have built-in drains in the floors.
Yes. They're not very good drains, but yes.
Yeah, well, you know, the floor's kind of wet in there sometimes.
Sometimes,
anyway, right?
Yeah.
So they may never notice if I just dump that whole fucker.
Or you can sneak into the produce department. There's like three drains in the produce department in the cut fruit area alone.
Don't tell us these things, Drew.
Yeah. There's one like right in the middle of the floor.
There's drains there?
Yeah.
Those must be new. I haven't seen those.
They did do a huge amount of revamping in the cut fruit area, which is like right into the back doors into the produce.
I haven't been in that Safeway, so I need to stop by. I need to visit.
I don't know.
You know
about that.
We were actually we were thinking of calling the store and getting you on the line there.
Which
can we discuss the likelihood?
I would have
that?
Had zero time today to do any of that shit.
Okay.
Oh no, we called like an hour ago.
Oh.
An hour ago
I was here.
No, we're
hour-ish ago.
But we're imagining like I mean it kinda sucks doing the show so
it does, and I understand
it works
that.
Out fine, but I know Jared's not a fan of it.
Yeah.
And I will grump and groan about it every time.
My health could be, you know, slightly improved by not doing it as often.
Versus me, I'm like right in my prime right
this
now.
This is like your...
This is my time. I'm usually up until like 4 or 5 in the morning anyways.
Yeah. We just wanted to know
A normal day, I went to bed 4 hours ago.
We just wanted to know how likely would it be that if we called the store at, say, around 8:30, 9 o'clock. Would we have to ask for you specifically?
Well, 8:30, 9 o'clock. Well, actually, anymore, I'm pretty much the only person that picks up the phone.
Okay.
First of all. Secondly, 8:39-ish is usually about when I take my lunch.
Okay.
That being said, that doesn't mean I'm available. Because, like, today.
Your lunch is your private time.
No, not today. I got 7 minutes.
You had a 7-minute lunch?
Essentially.
I feel like that breaks a lot. I had
23 minutes of unpaid work.
No, you should get some extra money.
I know. I probably will talk to him about it. But then again, I also stayed longer today. I stayed about 18 minutes past today anyways.
Oh, okay.
So I got paid back for it.
You earned a bit back.
Yeah.
All right.
But basically, it's like I'm on my lunch and I'm sitting there. I'm like about to take a bite of food and I'm like, and then all of a sudden they page me like, no.
Ugh.
So I take the bite, take another bite, wash it down. I'm like, okay. So I get up. It's almost turned into a joke that I joke with people is, first I want to go to lunch, I'm like, okay, I'm going on my lunch, call me when you need me.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly is, I mean, somebody's like, oh, sorry for calling, but like, that's all right, it's not a complete lunch without at least one or two interruptions.
That's true.
Anymore, it doesn't, there's always something that goes on when I'm on my lunch, it seems like. So, but anyways.
They just know. It's like how we always call Jared when he's trying to take a nap.
Every fucking time.
Well, if you weren't trying to take a nap 24/7.
I'm not. I'm a growing man.
Growing men need naps.
Growing which direction?
Everywhere. Especially in the biceps.
Sideways. I was going to guess sideways, yeah. Well, I mean...
That's what dropping out of the army does to you, man. No, he's going to the gym. He's
yeah, that's
right.
True. That's all. He's actually has the time to do so, which you and I don't as much.
Yeah.
Well, that means...
Winners train, losers complain.
No, actually, Teresa and I actually get out and do a decent amount. Actually, we've been going ape shit with machetes on the Blackberry Bros.
Oh, dude, I bet.
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
Yeah. No, we've chopped down like about a third of the scotch broom that's visible from the front porch with my two machetes. We've chopped down about a third of the scotch broom.
Scotch broom is...
Are you practicing your ninja moves?
Species.
What?
Are you practicing your ninja moves with them?
Actually, Therese takes the longer one because it has longer reach, so I take the shorter one. But
and
no,
you guys
I
just go buck fucking wild on.
Oh yeah, but we do have a trail that goes all the way to the barn.
Nice.
Yeah, we've in less than a week we carved a trail all the way to the barn.
Is that barn just for anyone?
No, it's her. It's owned by her dad.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah, but it's. I don't think there's anything in it, but it's locked up solid because he had problems with tweakers going back there trying to vandalize it. So he locked everything up.
Damn, yeah, that does always happen, doesn't it?
It's always the tweakers. Dude, we can't just shoot them.
No, ruin it for everyone.
I'm just kidding. God, no.
I mean, you got an in with her dad, so, I mean,
we're
going
to try
wife.
And talk to him, actually do some improvements around there. We know a guy with, like, a great big tractor with a brush hog on the front of it.
Ooh.
Literally could clear. You've been to our place. You helped us move, and you have as well, Jared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of that stuff that's basically between us and the barn, we could probably have that cleared out in, like, 2-3 hours tops.
Awesome.
And in a pile ready to burn.
Who's got this thing?
A buddy of my dad's.
Okay.
And he'd be like, yeah, honestly, just throw me a bottle of Honey Jack and I'll call it good.
Awesome.
I'm like, all right, 20-ish to like $25, that'd be good.
That's fuck a great deal.
Yeah, and then he also told us that, you know, if we wanted to, he has like a 5-yard dump bed trailer thing to fill in that road, fill in all those potholes.
Oh, yeah, those have got to go.
Yeah.
I was ducking and weaving on
that
road.
I know, I feel like I'm just like doing evasive maneuvers as I drive through my driveway, which is kind of fun. At the same time, it's obnoxious.
Yeah,
that's probably our two main next projects.
You shouldn't have to duck and weave between any bumps that you haven't set up yourself.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But no, those are our two main projects outside that we want to get working on soonish. Our main indoor one is we want to get rid of that ugly-ass fucking yellow laminate flooring.
Oh, yeah, the grandma floor.
Yep.
Yeah, right. My grandparents had that flooring for a very long time.
Yeah, it's very 1973.
Yeah, straight from that era.
But we're debating whether we want to just tear it up and do something completely different, or if we can just do something to just put it right over the top of it.
You,
honestly, though,
could
probably
put tile right on top of it.
We were thinking tile, but tile's expensive. It can be.
Yeah.
Because you got to do tile, actually, you have to do a specific subflooring to make sure it's water resistant so that way it doesn't expand or contract with heat and moisture. And then you got to do the grout and the mud and laying it down, get a tile saw to cut everything correctly, which my parents have a tile saw, but it is a decent process. It looks really good when it's done.
Yeah.
But the cheaper alternative we are probably going to go is they actually make linoleum tiles.
Oh, really?
That look like tile.
Okay.
Or marble floors or hardwood or whatever you want them to look.
It just comes in a sheet?
They're about 1 foot squares, and they're like a giant linoleum sticker.
Huh.
Like they have a thing on the back. You just pull the back of it off, plop it down where you want it, and press it down. It sticks. And it's got like liquid cement on one side of it.
Yeah, you should probably do that.
You know, in my parents' basement, that brown flooring?
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Oh, really?
Those are just peel and stick laminate or linoleum tiles.
Never noticed.
And if you want to, basically, if you have corners or weird things you got to work around, take a box knife, slice it.
Nice.
And they're
do that.
89 cents per tile per square foot.
Absolutely. And you do not want to do tile by hand.
I've done it many times. I've done like.
It sucks.
I've done like three bathrooms and a kitchen. It's a long, arduous, annoying process. We did it one time when it was like 31 degrees outside, and we had to pour vodka into the water in the tile saw to keep it from freezing. It's like 31 degrees outside. We're in like wool coats and mittens with vodka in the water for the tile saw, because my dad has a liquid tile saw. And we're like, you know, just sawing them in there, and then we quickly pass it off for my mother, who runs into the house, gets it into the place, and then she brings it the next one for my dad and I to do.
Wow. That must have been some cheap vodka.
Yeah, we bought like the cheapest bottle we could find. But because the water was freezing in the pipes as we were going, so like we'd get like three done and then it would like start freezing on the tile.
Oh, God. That's fucking scary.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Speaking of bad roads and shit, all the roads are fucked right now.
Yep.
Right? We all know that.
Well, yeah, which roads are we talking about in general?
All of them.
Just all of them.
Okay.
Just,
yeah, that's true.
No matter where you go, we just got
little bit. There's potholes and landslides out the ass.
Well,
everywhere.
There's one, a landslide on 503 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's
been for about 2 weeks.
And it's going to keep going.
Yep. Well, this is the second time this year that Dyke Access has had a landslide that blocks at least two lanes.
Yeah.
Two years in a row, too. There was one last year.
Is that the one that actually blocked I-5? Wait, is that Dyke Access?
Yeah,
the one that blocked I-5.
Yeah, the one that blocked I-5 last year and then a couple months ago completely was at Dyke Access, which is by Walmart.
Okay. But the one issue that I really want to highlight is it's not that far away. It's just right in front of those that first set of green bridges when you're going southbound on I-5.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even bother fixing the fucking things. They put up rough road signs.
It's cheaper.
In front of the bridges. You're not even going to try?
It only costs $20,000 rather than $2 million to fix two potholes.
Why would it cost $2 million? How could it?
The same reason it costs like $14 million to put in a roundabout.
$14 million? That's this one?
I don't know exact figures, but I know no roundabout costs less than seven figures.
Damn.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, to put in a goddamn roundabout, which is nothing more than a little bit of asphalt in a circle with a concrete circle in the middle.
That's
all it is.
That only happens in America. I think British roundabouts are cheaper. No.
They have a lot of them.
Actually, I saw... Yeah, that's the thing. They have a lot of them. I saw one of the Grand Tour episodes.
Uh-huh.
They were talking about one time where they put in a roundabout, which is literally... They did nothing more than take white paint and paint the roundabout in there. They charged £4 million.
Whoa.
And they got paid. I mean, I applaud
Bravo.
Their business sense for getting that much money out of them.
Wait, so Jeremy, like, went out there and painted it?
No. They basically, The British government paid some company like £4 million to literally paint a roundabout into a what was an intersection.
I really love the idea that this was like a fundraiser for Top Gear.
And I'm just picturing like a rattle can on the back of the car, and they're like drifting in circles around a roundabout.
It's not that hard.
No.
It might look a little squiggly at the end, but hey, it's a circle pretty much.
You get what you pay for.
It gets the old people to get out of the roundabout.
Ugh, goddamn old people.
Driving. One thing I have
doing that.
One thing I'm glad I've never seen in America that I've seen plenty of times in like the Grand Tour or Top Gear.
Yeah. I haven't finished Grand Tour actually. I should mention that.
Anyways. It's not a spoiler anyways. The double roundabout. Like two roundabouts that have like merged together like two cancer cells.
Oh, yeah. it's like the Venn diagram of traffic.
Sort of,
that actually causes death.
Yeah, it's like a Venn diagram, O2 molecule, whatever, of roundabouts.
How does it work?
I don't know. I have tried understanding it, and I don't.
Does it look like a figure eight, or...?
Kinda. A double roundabout, which is a stupid idea. Just put an intersection in.
Oh, here's an example of a double roundabout.
Yeah, precisely. See that...
I don't get it.
I don't either. Why does it need to exist?
Are you allowed to stop to wait for the other guys?
I know this is an auditory thing. Basically, looking it up on Google, there's a picture of the top right roundabout is spinning in a clockwise direction. The bottom left one is spinning counterclockwise.
No, they're both going the same direction.
Oh, that's right. They are going the same direction. Never mind. You're right.
So you can just kind of... Shoot straight across.
You know what? I actually see the concept here. I don't like it, but I see it.
Okay, so what happens if you're in the top roundabout and you want to get onto, say you're coming out of the one that's on the top right and you want to go to the bottom left road that goes down. How do you do it?
I don't know.
Because if you go straight through the roundabout, if you go around it and then straight, you're going head on into traffic.
You have to stop for that.
Like some handbrake turns to get into going the right direction, which in which case that's okay because it teaches evasive driving. But
all right, I got to be honest. I think this is just stupid as shit.
It is.
I see the concept here.
I don't understand how this. And the thing is, this is a thing. Like for example, Britain loves these things for whatever goddamn reason, and they say that it reduces congestion on the roadways.
I don't know.
I've never once thought that roundabouts can reduce congestion.
No, has it been proven? There are traffic engineers that we could ask, but I don't know any.
That's true. Honestly, from personal experience, again, not a traffic engineer, from personal experience, I always feel like...
But that's a pretty easy pivot.
Yeah. I feel like, honestly, traffic lights are the best reduction of congestion. For example, I honestly have thought that they should put in a light right by where, I guess it's technically now the middle school. Well, the high school and middle school used to be coming out of that road, and then the road that goes straight to go around to Horseshoe, kind of the road that I go down, Lakeshore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They should probably have some sort of a light or four-way stop there, because you can sit there for... If you hit it wrong about school time, you will sit there for 20 minutes.
And there will be 30 people behind you, and...
And you can only
No one will like you.
The only way you can merge into traffic is by the grace of God or somebody else that's already being merciful in line.
Or extreme recklessness.
Yeah, just, one of those two things. That's it.
Just go for it. See, shit like this, this weird mini double roundabout thing, really is just another supporting statement for my idea of one square mile of isolated road set up like British roads. And people can practice on it to get used to the idea.
Basically, you all of a sudden switch lanes?
No. It's cut off. You don't all of a sudden. It's not like Wee Britain.
A straight road in America and a straight road in Britain is the same other than what side you drive on.
It's not like Wee Britain where all of a sudden you just, it's time to do this now. Thing? No. It's not.
I gotta say this Wee Britain thing. I've never heard of that.
No. Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. There's just a part where they have to switch roads. It's a thing. But, no, it would be isolated, and you could practice and just get the feel for it, you know? There's already something kind of like this that exists in Huntington, West Virginia. There is a very small course called Safety Town.
Okay.
And Safety Town is for kids to learn about traffic signs and the way roads work and all the double yellow lines and all that shit. And they drive around in toy cars and they learn about stuff. But this would be a full-scale thing.
Yeah.
For adults, 1 square mile. All I need from you, ladies and gentlemen, is $5 million, and I will start petitioning the senator that's closest to me. Might not even be in Washington.
Is $3 million of that dollars to like grease his palms? Because that's how you get things done.
It's the full $5 million, okay. And then the ball gets rolling. You know, it's all one big thing.
And then you can have him pitch it to Congress as basically a safety measures in order to, and some sort of political scheme, so you get government financing for the whole thing.
Improve relations with Britain.
Yes, that's always
good. We don't
good.
Care about that.
Oh.
If we cared about that, they should have fought harder in 1776.
And 1812.
And improve 1812. Relations with Australia? Do they drive on the wrong side of the road?
Hey, they already are grateful to us for making sure the Japs didn't invade.
Yeah, we're very proud.
That's actually a thing, though. That some Austrians are like, you know, because before, in World War II, if it weren't for, like, for example, like the Battle Midway, and New Guinea and that kind of stuff, the Japanese probably would have attacked Australia.
Is the Battle of Midway the one where it was just a brawl between U.S. and Australian soldiers?
No, the Battle of Midway was basically considered one of the turning points of the Pacific. It was basically four U.S. aircraft carriers and four Japanese aircraft carriers duking it out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean around the island of Midway.
Shit.
Technically speaking, at the time, was considered a draw because both sides are basically two of the U.S. carriers, I think, were knocked out of service for a while. But the thing is, those were the only four aircraft carriers Japan had left.
That was it?
I think so.
Ooh, big and, risk there, you guys.
And the U.S. knocked out three of them and damaged the fourth.
Woo!
So basically, at that point, the Japanese Navy was in shambles from that point on. The war against Japan in the Pacific was literally nothing more than a land war from then on out.
Actually, I'm looking at this.
It was. It's considered one of the turning points in the Pacific.
I'm looking at...
it's like Operation Barbarossa for Germany.
The Wikipedia page for it here, it actually says four carriers sunk.
Oh, they Japan. Did actually... Oh, that's right, because they did actually end up scuttling the fourth one. I forget the name of it, but...
So it went for a bit, and then it just kind of...
It went for a bit, and then they realized that there was no way that it was going to actually make it to Japan again, so they scuttled it.
What is scuttling again?
Basically, when the crew...
I don't speak pirate.
When the crew...
Right, you do now, matey.
Oh, gosh. We'll get back to that in a second.
Alrighty.
Basically, it's when the crew rigs the ship to blow up so that way the enemy doesn't have the satisfaction of sinking it when they...
Oh.
Basically, it's naval seppuku.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I'll take that. Very apt for the Japanese.
Yeah, actually.
What was your thing?
Anyways, I saw one time, you know, the Navy SEAL copypasta?
Yeah.
I read the version of the Navy SEAL copypasta written as like a ye old-timey pirate. And it was the most glorious. I got to find this right now, honestly. I mean, give me a minute. I got to find it.
Copypasta pirate.
You'll probably find it before I do, but.
Oof, I don't know. There's
Navy SEAL copypasta.
Do you not know the base Navy SEAL copypasta, Jared?
No.
Oh gosh, Renee, do you need to go?
You want me to just read the original?
Yes. So while that gives me time to find it.
That's good. Let's see. All right, here it is. What the fuck did you just fucking say about me, you little bitch? I'll have you know I graduated top of my class in the Navy SEALs, and I've been involved in numerous secret raids in Al-Qaeda, and I have over 300 confirmed kills. I am trained in guerrilla warfare, and I'm the top sniper in the entire U.S. Armed Forces. You are nothing to me but another target. I will wipe you the fuck out with precision the likes of which has never been seen before on this earth. Mark my fucking words. You think you can get away with saying that shit to me over the internet? Think again, fucker. As we speak, I am contacting my secret network of spies across the USA, and your IP is being traced right now, so you better prepare for the storm, maggot. The storm that wipes out the pathetic little thing you call your life. You're fucking dead, kid. I can be anywhere, any time, and I can kill you in over 700 ways, and that's just with my bare hands. Not only am I extensively trained in unarmed combat, but I have access to the entire arsenal of the United States Marine Corps, and I will use it to its full extent to wipe your miserable ass off the face of the continent, you little shit. If only you could have known what unholy retribution your little clever comment was about to bring down upon you, maybe you would have held your fucking tongue. But you couldn't, you didn't, and now you're paying the price, you goddamn idiot. I will shit fury all over you and you will drown in it. You're fucking dead, kiddo. Navy SEAL.
Wow, that guy is super cool.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've seen a version of it where basically it flashes one word at a time for like half a second.
Oh, speed reading thing.
Yeah, the speed reading.
I love
reading.
That shit.
I honestly feel like I get more comprehension from reading that than I do from the original.
Yeah, that's kind of all. It just turns into one big mush.
After about halfway through, I'm like, okay, this is just.
Okay, now I get the gist of this.
Yeah.
Notable variation. Oh, I found it.
Yeah, the notable variations.
What
yes.
in Davy Jones' locker did ye just bark at me, ye scurvy bligret? I'll have ye know I be the meanest cutthroat on the seven seas, and I've led numerous raids on fishing villages and raped over 300 wenches. It goes on and on. We gotta wrap this up.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I can't do a pirate voice for that.
No, I found it's on the Know Your Meme.
What a faggot.
Okay, look it up on Know Your Meme, because that's where it's at. I mean, we can't get into it right now, but it's great. I honestly like it better than the original.
Oh, man, I love sharing that. Oh, speaking of memes, we're going to wrap it up with this. Season 5 of He Will Not Divide Us has concluded.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
As you know.
Did it end on a cliffhanger like every season finale should?
Kind of, because you're
Maybe
always
wondering.
We don't
know it's a cliffhanger yet.
You're always wondering what's going to happen next.
That's true.
Right? So, Shia put the flag up again.
Okay.
Also in an undisclosed location.
It's a new one.
It was again found within 24 hours.
Was it faster than the original, though?
Slightly ever more so, yes, but slightly less victorious.
Okay.
The, how do I refer to the, I don't know, meme warriors, I guess? I have no idea.
Guerrilla memers.
They used pretty much the same techniques that were used in finding the flag in season 4 when it was in Tennessee.
Okay.
And they eventually figured out that it was on top of some building in England.
Okay.
And a couple guys managed to parkour their way to the roof of that building.
Ah, yes.
And they you could see images of them on the live stream, but they got chased off before they could actually capture the flag. But the flag was later lowered because the owners of the building didn't appreciate the trespassing.
I'd imagine so, yeah.
So
that's phenomenal.
Like, Shia, we appreciate the check, but at the same time, we don't want people climbing over our roof.
So far,
these guys die, it's our fault.
So far, that's Internet 5, Shia 0. And right now, his art project is consisted of an animated flag on a website.
I was saying, you know,
that's
the
being DDoSed.
The next thing is going to be in like Shia's like secret underground bunker with like artificial lighting and a
yeah,
like a prop background. He's going to have the flag flying.
And you know what? Somehow, they're going to find a way. They're going to figure it out, and I can't wait for it to happen. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGFRadio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not. We watch two at TGFRadioShow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGIFRadio.com. And leave us a voicemail if you want, or I think you can text us, too. Give it a shot. 360-474-3303. Any closing statements around the table?
I nope. hate all people.
Parasites they are.
Yes.
None
okay.
of you?
Nah, I'm good.
Alrighty, we probably won't be back next week because we're
probably not. We have a lot going on.
We got a lot of shit going on. We're wrapping up all the planning for my wedding.
Unless we do like the show live from your venue.
I doubt it.
Okay.
Because that's gonna be on a Saturday.
Renee's like,
well, I mean,
yeah,
like we could do it.
Do that.
We could do it after the rehearsal dinner.
We will try.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll look for an opening. Don't count on it. Who knows what's gonna happen next week?
You'll
party on, everybody.
Don't tell me you-